evening and welcome to the Third and Footlong Show. My name is DT and joining me here today is Darren, who's trying to get his mic sorted.
Well, what an absolute disaster that was. I don't know what was going on there, but I still can't hear myself through my own earphones.
Did you turn the mic down?
I don't know what I've turned down, so I don't know what's happening, but I'm here anyway.
I'm glad you're here, Darren.
Thank you. And hello, DT. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
It was very good. I went and saw some cows enjoying reggae.
So, explain. How does that work?
Basically, we were in a paddock with cows surrounding us, and there was a live band that was playing reggae music. A very good live band. Would 100% recommend them. And it was just, they're called My Mate's Band, which is also a very confusing band name. I think I was like, that was weird to introduce as well. When you heard the lady introducing, you go, that's an
this is My Mate's
Band. Yeah, it's not. Anyway.
No nepotism involved, any shape or form.
No, but it was a really good band. So, and the cows really enjoyed it. They just kind of like bobbed their heads. It was quite funny.
And how many people do you estimate were at the cow concert?
So there were about 80 people.
Wow.
Because it was in a small paddock, yeah.
And was there more than 80 cows?
I don't think so. I think there would have been like 20 cows.
I was trying to work out if this New Zealand ratio thing carried through to reggae concerts.
Well, because cows are also quite big. Like, they're a lot bigger than the sheep you'll be frolicking
with
this weekend.
Frolicking?
I was trying to think of the word. Frolicking.
Wow. I'll have to make sure that I wear the right clothing then if I'm going frolicking with sheep. So, yes, apparently I am quiz hosting.
Yes.
With sheep.
Yes, you are.
Wow.
I think it's you really trying to appease to the Rams, though.
You.
Let's go Rams.
Go Rams. So, yeah, that's going to be an interesting... I have never done or emceed an event ever which has involved animals.
Oh, well, now you
So
go.
This is going to be amazing.
Never worked with kids or animals, and you're working with a child on the show.
You're the future of the show. How many times do I have to tell you this?
I'm the child.
So, as always, if you want all of our content, get onto social media. Don't forget to like, subscribe, press notification buttons, and you will see some amazing things, such as DT's latest video this week, which went, I'd say, pretty viral.
Oh, my little Ravens.
Your little Ravens video. Ding, ding.
I thought it went
really well. So, but we were out causing controversy again this week. We were partying like it was the 1970s.
Because marketing.
We brought back the Cola Wars.
Yep.
The Cola Wars. So that was our Facebook food poll for this week, but even though technically it's a drink. And I'll give you the results and then we'll just quickly wrap through a few comments because there were some strange comments made again.
Oh, no.
So there were six options. I do like sugary drinks, but not these two. Got 5%.
Oh, yeah. That's
so probably some Red Bull drinkers. I don't know who those people are. I don't need sugary drinks. I'm sweet enough was 11%.
That's shocking.
1 in 10 of our pollsters are very, very big on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Then in fourth place, is this Darren being anti-water again?
Yes.
14%. I was very surprised. That was in the 20s at one point. But then we had a joint second place. Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
Boo to Pepsi.
I like Pepsi.
I know. This is where me and you differ. And this isn't the type of Coke I'm here for.
Oh, no. Let's just move on because we're on too early.
18%, both of them.
We are on too early.
Coca-Cola. Which did used to contain the aforementioned Coke? 34%. Bring it home.
Bring it home.
My people.
Your people.
And it was all varieties. I didn't go into the vanilla and all of that. I didn't go into all that BS and sugar-free lie.
Can we... You keep just shouting people to you people.
You
know that's
people.
To the Broncos fans or the Panthers fans.
Yeah, I'm just like, those people.
Those people, them people, you people.
So, Craig, I've often seen Corin chugging back Pepsi while and talking about how he can't wait to vote for the ACT Party again.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Can we say what I'm very excited for?
What
was the return.
Oh, it was as well. Dino was back.
I was happy about this.
It was. No mention of the failed usurper Virgin Cola, which launched in 1994. Not a bad alternative. though faded out in Europe by 2009. If mixed well with a double Jack Daniels, though the loyal cola drinkers of Bangladesh stayed with it until 2014.
Damn, good job, Dina.
I did announce the return of the official food and drink connoisseur of the Food and Footlong Show. Joe, how is there no RC Cola or Faygo on this list? I am starting to think you might not want us to take these important posts seriously anymore, of which I replied, we're just trolling for clicks. So that was that. Oh, dear. Craig uses Pepsi for his daily colonic irrigation.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Craig.
No, that was Corin talking about Craig.
Jeez, Corin.
These pair just Corin, kill each other every week. I'm trying to see if there was any more comments, but you are a Pepsi fan, right?
Yes, I am a Pepsi fan.
And you can 100% tell the difference, right?
Okay, Pepsi's a hell of a lot sweeter than Coke.
Is that your reasoning why?
Yes.
Is that why you're on it?
I prefer Coke Zero to Pepsi Max, though, if we're doing, like, the non-sugar one.
See, I don't know, I just... Something happened with me. I used to be a Pepsi drinker, and then I became ill, and then I couldn't stand Pepsi after that day. And I have tried even putting Pepsi in...
Drinks,
like, alcoholic drinks and stuff like that. But Ian from Auckland, I look down on Pepsi drinkers. They are inferior.
That's fine, Ian.
I replied, I did the same. I do the same to Android users.
Oh, wow.
I'm not a fan of Android people. They're painful because, like, then when you try and have a chat group...
Yeah, no, you can't.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Yeah.
And they just want to stand out and, like, no, I don't want to be part of your group. Well, that's fine. You won't be.
Okay.
Those people. So anyway, Coca-Cola, double the votes of Pepsi. I was surprised.
I'm not surprised. Coca-Cola have like 97% of the market share here. It's something ridiculous like that.
That is insane. Mm. But there's a lot of Pepsi around now.
Yeah. They tried to bring it back, but that's too strong.
But there it is. There's the food vote for this week, as you requested, nice and quick, after people said, don't you guys talk about football anymore. So guess what we're going to do?
Let the games begin.
Wow, well, thank you for that. That came through so loud, and my headphones were turned up so loud.
I can't hear.
That I've got no... I've now got tinnitus for the next 3 hours.
I'm sorry, it was so loud.
I'm so loud. I was
just excited to press it.
You were just sat there and just went, boom.
Because I found that sound this week, and I was so excited to show you, but I'm now deaf and I can't hear anything.
I even swapped over my headphones because the others were so quiet. Like, that's why I had that pre-show disaster, because I was trying to change headphones. Oh, I've gone back to the rally. Mine do as well. That was so loud.
I'm sorry. It doesn't work.
For anybody who's listening in the car with this on 40, that probably just blew the speakers and the doors off your car.
Sorry.
Excellent. So let the games begin. And this week we are talking about our five... discussable moments coming out of
free trade. I think you're still at work, Jared.
I am. Free trade. Dear, we don't need to go there at the moment with the cost of petrol.
Mm-mm.
Go first then. You hit me. Your best shots.
The Steelers. What are they doing? Because they've traded and signed Michael Pittman, who I think is a good pickup, good possession receiver, will be a fun addition. Rico Dowdle they signed was also fun, next to Jalen Warren. I just don't... Then they added 10 more additions or extensions for some really good players, like Asante Samuel Jr., Jamal Dean, Jaquan Brisker. That's good defensive backfield there. But why?
Like, didn't they take a wide receiver as well?
Yeah, that's Michael Pittman.
Yeah, Pittman, isn't it? Yeah. So...
Why?
Well...
Like, what are they doing? Are they not rebuilding? I'm very confused as to where we're at with the Steelers, because I don't see that team going to the Super Bowl.
Well, I can kind of answer it by... I had the Steelers down on my list as well.
Yep.
And do you think they're just trying to pander to Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, 100%.
I think they're 100%, because when he was in Green Bay...
Mm-hmm.
My ears. When he was in Green Bay... They always traded and drafted defensive players.
Yes, so this is
And fun. He was so frustrated. And, of course, he's only got 1 year left. and he's got, sorry, one. He probably got 1 year left in the NFL if he comes back. But he can't, like, put the big throw downfield. He's going to need people that can run the ball.
Like
and
Pittman, yeah.
I'm surprised Dowdle wasn't picked up by the Panthers or something like that. And, you know, I'm surprised. Pittman, that's a good signing as well.
Yeah, and it's, like, the money is also good. Like, it's a good contract. Considering you're playing Alec Pierce over 100 mil.
I think that they are pandering to Aaron Rodgers, and I think they are trying to run it back one more year.
Yeah, and I just don't think that's where they're actually at.
No, well, they've got to think of the future at some point.
Yes, and they're not.
And they've got nothing.
No.
I noticed that their former backup quarterback, Kenny Pickett,
yes,
ended up in Carolina.
I know.
Interesting place.
Interesting indeed.
Yes.
Would you like to go next? Is your pick Carolina?
I can go next. No, it is not. It is not. So my question is, bigger buyer's regret, J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix, based on the Kyler Murray and Tua being the quarterbacks in those new towns now?
J.J. McCarthy is biggest buyer regret.
When he plays, though, he wins.
But Michael Penix, there were so many other players available that you could have got at eight, is the thing, whereas J.J. McCarthy... Like,
what did he go, 7?
J.J. McCarthy went 11, didn't he?
Did he go after Penix?
Penix was the previous draft.
Oh, come on, Darren.
Sorry.
I thought they were the same draft.
No,
they weren't. No,
he
wasn't. No, that's right.
No, he's just injured.
Come on, Darren.
This other thing, Penix is injured. Like, he was so injured in college, and then you pick him, and he's so injured. But yes, no, I think J.J. McCarthy, for the pure fact that they keep drafting or getting in other quarterbacks to replace him immediately, they've been doing this the whole time. So I think that's the biggest buyer's regret.
And to back that up, then, who made the better deal?
Kyler Murray.
You reckon?
Yeah. I would take Kyler Murray over Tua Tagovailoa.
I just felt Murray should have gone back to baseball. I keep saying this.
I know, but I think... if I have to line up both games, I much prefer watching Kyler Murray play because he's, like, crazy, doing weird things, versus Tua Tagovailoa is just drop back pass.
But aren't they both about 5'6"? I mean, this is an interesting move to smaller quarterbacks in a league that's going to taller quarterbacks.
It did make sense doing lefty-lefty, though, in Falcons, because it's easier for the line and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. But do you think, after I announced about 3 weeks ago that neither of those would play next year...
Kyler Murray's going to play, I reckon.
Yes. Do you think they are both week one starters?
So Tua, I think, is because I don't think Penix will be ready. Because he's, do you know where he injured himself? I'm not sure. He injured so late into the year his ACL, and it's a second ACL tear, that I think that might not be ready for the start of the season. So probably Tua's the more likely starter.
Yeah, Penix and McCarthy have got a touch of Anthony Richardson about them.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's my first one. Your next one.
My next one. Mike Evans' Buccaneers departure says a lot about the Bucs and nothing good. Because he was such a Buck, and he must not believe in Baker Mayfield or Todd Bowles to have left the Buccaneers, considering they were happy to pay him. He's gone off on a $14 million a year contract to the 49ers. That's more than doable for any team. So I think they're really going to have to rely on a Booker to step up, because he faded out, and then McMillan to come back fully recovered from his horrific neck injury.
Yeah.
So yeah, what do you think? I do think it's a good pick up for 49ers, because he's way better than Ayuk.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised by this, given the fact that he set that record, or that joint record of consecutive 1,000-yard seasons there. And Baker was coming back, and the coaching staff is pretty much the same.
I think it says a lot about the Bucs.
It's saying that things may be not good there. I mean, the second half of last season, they just tanked. But he was injured as well. He had quite a bad injury.
It was horrific.
And I was amazed he came back at all that season. And didn't he still post about 300 or 400 yards, if not more? He was still on fire. I mean, about 90% of them were against the Panthers, but like...
Still good.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's good for the 49ers, but they keep tinkering and dabbling and, you know... They had Samuel, then they had Ayuk, and then they got Evans, and then they got... The problem with the 49ers, they just can't keep anyone fit.
Yeah.
And Evans has been struggling to stay fit last season, so kind of fits the mould.
Yeah.
But it's kind of interesting. We are, because you don't know what I've put.
No, I know.
You don't know what I've put, and I don't know what you've put. On my next question, which, you know, we'll play a bit of linkage here. Who got the better new home, Mike Evans or DJ Moore?
Mike Evans.
Do I guess that because the Bills are so Josh Allen focused that as a receiver you probably don't get?
Yes, and also, like, he will be Mike Evans will be schemed up by Kyle Shanahan. He will be getting fed the ball. You've got other players around you, whereas the Bills have James Cook. They have Josh Allen. They have two tight ends that really should be playing better than they are, considering what each has got paid as well. I don't know, DJ Moore. I'm not sure.
I mean, he's a good receiver.
Oh, he's a good receiver. I'm not saying he's a bad receiver. I'm just thinking I prefer Mike Evans and 49ers than DJ Moore with the Bills.
Were you surprised the Bears let Moore go?
No. No, not after last year and how it ended.
Yeah.
I think he kind of had to go.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think there was a...
I mean, the interesting thing about these two teams now is they're both very offensive-driven.
Yes.
With Shanahan and Brady and stuff like that. So, I think you're going to see fireworks out of both, but I think the Bills are... Oh, that door...
Yeah. Closing quick.
It's very closing quick. So... But I don't know, the Bears, that's interesting. Some interesting decisions have been made at the Bears, so...
They haven't done much.
No.
Chargers is who I'm going to talk about next. Chargers run game, I hope they fix up their offensive line, but I'm so excited to see this run game. You get Charlie Kolar, a blocking tight end. You get a speedy little back in Keaton Mitchell. You get Alec Ingold re-signing with Mike McDaniel. Then you get Mike McDaniel's scheme off the running... And I'm just so excited to see what he does. I think it will be really fun. And then Amarian Hampton from last year. Just the whole thing is going to be such a fun running game, and I really hope it pulls through.
And I wonder if this is because of the, I would say, average season that Herbert had.
100%.
And they almost became so reliant on him.
That it was
not sustainable. So I think they've probably put a running game together because you... the advocate of the running game on this show. They didn't really... I mean, Hampton played well last year, but it was all fits and starts, and there was no consistency to
injured.
It. And Herbert got injured, that showed through pretty quickly that they fell apart. So I think it's probably a big supporting cast, and they've already got a decent-ish receiver core, with McConkey and people like that. So... that division's just going to be so difficult next year.
It's really, yeah.
It's going to be so difficult. You could win, you could actually only win 9 or 8 games in that season and be probably better than half of the teams that will get through to the playoffs.
Yep.
So, well,
who do you have next?
What do I have next? What I have is I am staying in that division.
Mm-hmm.
You're liking these segues at the moment.
I know. Segues. You're doing very well.
The Denver Broncos.
Yes.
Are the only team... Mm-hmm. Not to sign an outside free agent. What is going on there?
I think they're going to sign David Njoku, though.
The big talk is AJ Brown. But I just don't see Brown and Peyton working together.
I also was shocked to see the Rams were in on AJ Brown. I was like, damn, Rams, you're coming.
I know. Well, they do have these win-all seasons, don't they?
Yeah.
When they go out and they went and got Stafford and they went and got...
I was like, whoa, okay. Sure.
But the Denver Broncos, the big talk at the moment on all of the shows are Sean Payton's either the cleverest guy in the world or he just needs to just hand over everything and walk away because they've signed about 16 people internally. Nobody externally. Broncos fans, those people, are really annoyed at the moment. Really
hubris,
annoyed.
Is that the word I'm looking for here? That he needs more hubris? Or less hubris, I can't remember what way around it is. Either way, I think he might be slightly a bit arrogant, and that doesn't help.
Yeah, but he also wants to win as well.
Yes.
And they've let a couple of people go.
Yep.
They've kind of bought back some really strange choices, I think.
J.K. Dobbins.
J.K. Dobbins. Yep. So some injuries there. I mean, there's no doubt that when Dobbins plays... I mean, everyone is going, if Dobbins and Nix plays against the Patriots, then that game is over. Like, you know, there was no doubt those two were missed. But I don't understand. I mean, everyone, this is obviously, this was it like, how many billion dollars were spent in this window.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous amount.
Yeah.
The most ever. And Denver to not sign an outside free agent when you are in the division with the said Chargers, with the Chiefs, who've obviously made some massive moves with Kenneth
Walker.
I know, but now they've got to maybe find some. Maybe have to go, oh, well, we thought we'd sold that car. No, we haven't got any room in the garage. So,
Little counting there going on.
Well, you know, and I read today that the hot take is it's going to be Aaron Rodgers 2.0, is that Kelsey's definitely coming back.
Yeah. Well, he is coming back. He's signed.
Has he signed there? Okay,
yeah,
I was only reading this earlier today that he'd...
No, he's signed back.
Okay, well, that's it then.
He's back and coming back.
But this is just going to be Aaron Rodgers all over again, right?
Yes.
Oh, is he going to retire this year? Oh, is he going to retire this year? Oh, just give it up. Just sign for multi-years or just leave.
So, very shockingly, I'm going to talk about defense.
Fancy.
I know, but I just want to mention this because I didn't get to mention it last week, so I forgot to mention it. The Packers trade for Zaire Franklin, the Colts linebacker, who's the leading tackler for them. Great pickup. Like, great pickup. I just want to put that out there. I saw that trade, and I was like, that is a good trade. I don't know why the Colts didn't keep him, but sure, go for it. So, yeah, that was my one thing. I can happily say something else about our old team if you want to run it back.
Run it back?
The Browns have completely rebuilt their O-line.
Yes.
Like, they're signing everyone. They're all are welcome. All are welcome. Please come in. We had zero people on the O-line. Now we have so many. Yeah.
But they forgot to actually fix the quarterback issue.
No, but they've got a line now.
No, great. To protect nobody.
Trudeau Sanders, run it back.
Well, it looks like he's going to be the guy, doesn't it?
Or that, or Kirk Cousins.
Well, yeah, well, or the guy that they're paying about $10 trillion for. I know.
Aren't you happy he wasn't hit around last year?
I know.
I'm happy he wasn't.
Maybe that the Browns just were listening to me and you, and they were going, do you know what? These people in New Zealand... Mm-hmm. They know what needs to happen with our team, so we're just going to do what they said.
What was your last and final one?
Oh, have I only got five? I thought I'd only done three so far.
I think you've done four. Well, you can do two more. Go.
I've only done three. I don't know. What did I have? Yeah. Why was the pronunciation of Travis Etienne's name a bigger story than him actually going to the Saints?
Yes, now what happens to Alvin Kamara?
Well, then he was another one being linked with Denver. Fancy Sean Payton taking a Saints player. That's never happened before. But why did that become such a big story? Like, it was almost like him moving to the Saints was almost like, I'm actually embarrassed about that, so can we just talk about my name, please?
Well, because he's going back to his hometown, which is always a fun story as well. I think he'll be a fun pickup for the Saints and Kellen Moore, though, in terms of his actual game on the field with all the little screens he can run and similar to Saquon Barkley. But in terms of his name, it is nice when you have your name pronounced correctly, though.
Have you ever had a problem where any of your names have been pronounced incorrectly? Which one?
My first name.
Are you Daniil?
Daniil or Daniel, I get a lot.
Daniel.
Yeah, I get Daniel a lot. Yeah.
Now, I obviously have mine spelt wrong all the time.
Yeah, you have the spelling, yeah.
I was like, when I was a kid and used to go to those shops where you could buy named goods, there was like, I reckon my parents did it so they never had to buy me anything.
That's fair. That's a good count.
So I've had, and then someone at the theatre, who you know very well, keeps pronouncing my name Duran. Just because it's got an A at the end of it. And it has never been Daran.
Daran.
I mean, it sounds very eloquent and all that, but like, I'm sorry, it's just Daran. I'm just Daran, okay? I'm just Daran. Daran. So, yes. Do you want me to give you one more?
Go.
Then we can sneak in.
Go for it. Is it going to be AFC West themed, or are we going to go out of
division? Nah, it's the Max Crosby, Trey Hendrickson thing.
That is AFC.
Boy. Yeah, it's AFC, yeah.
West Fiend, isn't it? No, it's not going to be AFC West Fiend. Let's talk about the Raiders.
but I'm talking about the Ravens.
And the Raiders.
The Ravens.
Yeah, that was very hard to keep talking about this week because the Raiders went to the Ravens, back to the Raiders.
Yes.
And because the Ravens, and then you go, oh my gosh, wait, who am I talking about now? Is it the Ravens or the Raiders? And also both are kind of black because you got the Baltimore's black and purple so you couldn't even do that. Like, everything was messed up for that, but yes.
It's going to be interesting if they do go and get Mendoza, isn't it? Will the Ravens have long-term regret about what they've done, given that Trey Hendrickson has not had a sack since October the 5th?
Yes and no, because the Ravens always love a draft pick, so I don't think any of them actually care. In terms of the actual Ravens organisation, Ravens fans, I think, will be very annoyed. But then also the Ravens fans seem to like draft picks. So all in all, I don't actually think the Ravens will care because of how they actually draft and build a team. But the Raiders, I think, have regret because they thought they sold something and then it came back.
They came back and they thought they had two first-round picks and they were gone.
I know, so...
Who's the biggest surprise, the Bengals sending someone into division?
Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
No, well, they let him go free agency. It wasn't a trade.
Oh, no, but, like, well, you know that's a danger, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'd have wanted to have held a bit more control over that. That was the old Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the Browns. Yeah, it kind of had that feel to it, right?
Yeah.
Right. Is it time for you to destroy our ears again?
Yes, no.
Let's
I've
do
turned it down, so
no,
I'm
let's
that
do
will
it.
Monday Night Showdown.
We're back again, and this week, after 2 weeks on the trot of me dropping the showdown, you're dropping the showdown.
I am dropping the showdown.
Do it.
And I'm taking it back to the first segment, because it's food related.
Oh.
What is the superior meat-based wrap, burrito or kebab? Or vegetarian for the vegans out there.
Oh, no, we don't cater for those people.
I cater for them,
no,
you don't.
No, we don't cater for those people. Those are the sort of people that drink water. We don't cater for those people.
I drink water.
Yeah, you also drink Pepsi as well.
Yeah, I don't.
Right, the superior wrap, my word. So, the other week.
Yes.
I had a big Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Too big.
Yes, you talked about it.
And then I didn't eat for the whole of the day after, until about 7 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went, what can I eat? And I had both of those options available to me, 20 minutes drive for both of them, because there's nothing where I live. And I chose kebab.
Okay.
The mixed kebab at that.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to have lots of chili sauce as well. But I do like a damn good Mexican.
Burrito.
Yeah, I do like a damn good Mexican.
Burrito.
Yeah. What do you think I meant?
I don't know. It's just you didn't say the word burrito afterwards and it sounded weird.
But did you think I was just like a damn good Mexican
burrito.
Person?
Burrito. Burrito.
Kind of almost sounded like a weirdo then.
Burrito.
So what's your view?
Burrito.
Okay.
Because an average burrito is better than an average kebab. Like if you put two averages against...
Yeah, but if you're out on the town on a night out, does anyone... Have you ever heard anyone go, do you know what, I could just bust a burrito right now?
There's actually, like, no Mexican places over there.
Exactly. You see, you've got to think of the flexibility of the product as well.
Don't go out on town that much. That's more a you thing, not a me thing.
You are the youth of the show.
No.
You are the future and the youth of the show.
No.
My irresponsible behaviour means that I'm not going to be here for a long time.
But yeah, burrito, I just think it's better. Just superior.
But it's got to be a good burrito. I mean, not a Taco Bell.
No, because an average kebab where it's like processed kind of meat and it doesn't taste that good, it's not great and it's hard to eat.
I'll tell you what, the thing about Mexicans is like, you don't go to a Mexican restaurant to have like a 3 hour sit down meal. They're like kind of done and over and really quick and stuff like that. Whereas if you wanted a...
If you have like a traditional Mexican meal, it's normally longer. But are you talking Tex-Mex?
I'm talking like any Mexican restaurant that I tried to find in Auckland.
Which are mainly Tex-Mex. Yeah.
And yeah. T-Bell and...
Yeah.
Other associated high street brands.
High street brands.
But no, so I would... So that's you sitting there with your burrito and Pepsi and me sat there with my kebab and cola.
Oh, and that's
there
fine.
We go.
And we can be friends.
And then for the second serve, you can have your little glass of water while I drop a Red Bull.
Oh my god.
I don't even know what I'm meant to be doing with this thing anymore.
I don't know. I'm hoping it works.
Me too.
It's not working, Derek.
It's not working. Look at that. Isn't it beautiful?
Let me just...
I did like a bit of that little love music.
I prefer this music.
This music's better. They could jive to this. Well, that's it. That's another half hour of nonsense across again. So, that's our show. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
So, we look forward to meeting with you at 6:30 next Monday.
soon in the night. We know where the music's playing. Let's go out and feel the night. Cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance tonight. Because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest moon.
Thing in the latest style. I brought you to Chicago. Now you're done, go wild. Now this the last time I fool around with you. Yes, this the last time, baby, I fool around with you. To leave you, I won't be back to fall. If I don't feel no better, I won't be back at all. Now this the last time I fool around with you. Yeah, this the last time, baby, I fool around with you.
Stream it. Listen on demand. Pod it. Your favorite shows are waiting on planetaudio.org.nz.
So is universe. One, two, three, four. Never let it go away from me. Seems to happen frequently. I live in dread now constantly. So never, never go away from me. No, never, never go away from me. Never, never go away from me. Please, probably there is something I can do. Trying to guess what the answer's no. But it's in your life, say one, two, three, four. Never, never go away from me. Seems to happen frequently. I live in trade and constantly. So never, never go away from me. No, never, never go away from me. Never, never go away from me.
Fell in the forest. She didn't hear it. would I still be wrong? I guess I should admit it. She ain't ever gonna quit it. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long. Man, I remember when her eyes used to be so blue and shiny. God, you ought to see what's happened to her hiney.
Her what?
Her hiney. Man, that thing is big enough to land a small plane on.
Small plane?
I'm telling you. I used to roll her in the clover. But thank God those days are over.
Hallelujah.
It's hard to kiss the lips at night and chew your ass out all day long. All day long, she gnaws on and on. If someday they drop the big one, I'd say, sweet Jesus, she's gonna finally leave me alone. It's all right if we say it, 'cause the radio won't play it. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long.
Of a stump, it's a little alone. It's a sliver of glass, it is life, it's the sun. It is night, it is death, it's a trap, it's a gun. The oak when it blooms, a fox in the brush, the knot in the wood, the song of a thrush, the wood of the wind, a cliff, a fall, a scratch, a lump. It is nothing at all. It's the wind blowing free. It's the end of the slope. It's a beam, it's a void. It's a hunch, it's a hope. And the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the end of the strain. It's the joy in your heart. The foot, the ground, the flesh and the bone. The beat of the road, a slingshot stone. A fish, a flash, a silvery glow. A fight, a bet, the range of a bow. The bed of the well, the end of the line. The dismay in the face, it's a loss, it's a find. A spear, a spike, a point, a nail. A drip, a drop, the end of the tale. A truckload of bricks in the soft morning light. The shot of a gun in the dead of the night. A mile, a must, a thrust, a bump. It's a girl, it's a rhyme, it's a cold, it's the mumps. The plan of the house, the body in bed. And the car that got stuck, it's the mud. A float, a drift, a flight, a wing, a hawk, a quail, the promise of spring. And the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life, it's the joy in your heart. sudden stroke of night, a pin, a needle, a sting, a pain, a snail, a riddle, a wasp, a stain, a pass in the mountains, a horse and a mule. In the distance the shells rode three shadows of blue, and the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life in your heart. A stick, a stone, the end of the load, the rest of a stump, a lonesome road, a sliver of glass, a life, a sun, a night, a death, the end of the run. And the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the end of all strain, it's the joy in your heart.
City on air, online, on demand, with funding support through New Zealand On Air.
This goes out to you working to make ends meet, said. This goes out to you working in your office suite. And this goes out to those who fear there is no hope. May the message inspire, so please listen in close. Yo, this is for my people struggling with education. And this is for my people excelling past expectations. The story is simple as the last pages turn. With this journey and passion, I hope your conscious mind learns.
Untarnished flames step alongside us. Oh, now journey teachings beam through our rhymes. Humble remains, oh, the spirit that guides the consciousness in our lives.
Now this goes out to those who said we wouldn't make it. And this goes out to those that we wanna make the cut. I've seen my share of people spitting gypsy myths. Cross paths with people dodgy and stiffer than 50 pricks. But still there's never been an obstacle unnecessary. Looking back on reflections, this wish was legendary. Donald, Fred, and Shaylee's back in 96.
Chapter 1
of my Genesis.
Chapter 2.
Now that's a different story. It was me and Lecky singing hooks, self-explanatory. Blossoms emerge as the racked harmony. It was not the time we met the Fartussi family. We went on to rock, telequest, numerous shows. Last minute rocket cuts, Sable let him know. Hilarious productions, looking back, this history. Despite the hoppers of flat moments, friendship remained the key. Now around 98, Arnstein is performed. Chapter 3, the age of Fartussi joined force. Fussy Beaker Festival, Braylon community. Laying the foundations for this Bija Moholi.
Chapter 4,
enter the final thought. Reminiscing back on lessons, experience once more. Continually perceived by any means he fit. This has been a brief reflection of how I live.
A brief reflection.
Listen in, right here.
Oh, my dream.
Teleport me to another top time.
Courage in essence.
Together we stepping forth. No one, no one, no one can hold us back.
The way I've been.
Y'all, see y'all. Nuts from the city. And I'm gonna take you back to where it all began. Listen to Street Poets, stack a woman with my dad. You're introduced to MC by my cousin Squad. Way before him and P-Money start synchronized. Along with Traction and AT from the Fartussi family. Representing off of Pussy, C-O-C-O-N-U-T. On Bill, hip-hop and death, fleeting what it meant to me. Completing the evolution, becoming the MC. The art from court, open doors, beloved people. Doing the games nobody else ever will concede to. Bust acoustics with JP. Like we meditating, develop money's just style content. We're navigating through the shady industry. But comes to no surprise, over time, the LP truly opened up my eyes. He said, I try to change you, but don't let this phase you. They can't contain the truth, simply remain useful. With knowledge in my pocket and a fist full of rhymes, progression was constant. Lyrics slowly refined, but the ignorant criticized. Never know how to rhyme. My belief over my family encompass my inner sound. Spirit guided me through turbulent monsoons, aka the non believers who negative that. Attitudes made the music and power. Symphony within your mantle. Respectable of these rides of these cats from City Central.
A brief reflection.
Listen in, right here.
Oh, my dream.
Teleport me to another top time.
Courage in essence.
Together we stepping forth. No one, no one, no one can hold us back.
The way I've been.
You're 7 years out of day, you're wolves to Grayland Ponds and be living the coconut life and dancing with the family. AECGB, the group, and I too. Darky be my roots. I remember back in intermediate playing St. Paul's basketball 25-05. Yo, what's the score? Forget about it. Ain't no longer care about it. Same essential society. Yo, we like to party. Western Springs was my lily pad to get across the pond to prepare me for these rivers in these years to come and introduce me to my brothers and fans, the tropical penguins. But on that topic, I'll not mention. 1 year concentration. The time had arrived. The power to techniques, backing tracks, acoustic at 4 mics, clashing schedule practices to share mind and arise. The 4 mics now 10 to 5. And Sabre, promoter from lyricist advisor to the monitors. City token of behavior.
you can make